The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, as fewer people are opting to take public transport, it raises the question, are people choosing to take their car due to problems with the system, such as delays and the so-called ghost buses, or is there an element of snobbery associated with using public transport? I'm joined now by Andrea Horn, owner of Tropical Popical. She's a podcaster and self-proclaimed Dublin lover. Andrea, good morning.
Good morning. I'll start by correcting you. Actually, public transport figures are up.
Are up. Okay, well, I'm delighted to hear it.
Yeah, great. Double bus figures have gone up.
I don't know where we got that notion that they're down. But tell me, what are your concerns? If transport figures are up, is there anything to worry about?
It's not that I have concerns. It's more so, I suppose, the reason I'm here is I wrote an article about how public transport, to make it work better, cars need to be deprioritised on the roads to make space for buses to work on time and more frequently. And that's the pushback.
This is what Bus Connects is designed to do this. The theory of Bus Connects, for anyone who doesn't know what it's all about, it's to try and replicate a metro almost, that you have these free corridors where the buses are unimpeded and they arrive every so often, and they're like main lines for the metro, and they're fed to by feeder bus services out in the burbs, and then they all go down these main corridors at great speed and in great frequency.
What a gorgeous sounding plan, correct?
Yeah.
Absolutely. So I live in town, so I don't usually get public transport. I don't need to. And I got it the other day, and it was very obvious that how we've become a society obsessed with the car, and I don't mean in an obsession way. It obviously makes a more comfortable journey to take the car. You have your own music, you can go your own way. The only way to make public transport more desirable is to make it work better and for it to be faster to get places than to take the car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's got to be faster because if it's stuck in traffic, what's the point?
If a bus is sitting behind a car, why would you not just choose your car? And I'm not anti-car. I think absolutely we need cars. And I am a business owner in town, so I've been privy to a lot of anger that's been felt by the business community in the city. And I've been at meetings with them. And there is a worry that with the changes that are being proposed in the transport plan that does prioritise active and public transport infrastructure, that will have an effect on the businesses in the city. And that's a warranted worry. We've gone through a big amount of change in the city centre with trading conditions, with footfall, etc. Since COVID, we've had a lot of public safety issues. We've had a lot of, and that's a lot of perception as opposed to what's actually happening a lot of the time. So to make public transport more desirable, we do have to make some changes to let that happen.
Now, the changes that are suggested are pretty draconian, aren't they? I mean, trying to get across the Liffey from one side of the city to the other, the answer would appear to be the M50. That you have to go round the city to get across the city.
Well,
this is under the new plans,
it's draconian. I think if you think about it, what is a city? If we look back at what is the role of a city and what do we want our capital city to be? Do we want it to be a run for cars to get through? So what is being proposed in that plan is that cars can still reach the city. They can get into the city, just not through it. So if we can bypass the city for transport reasons to get around.
If I live in, say, Rathmines, the inner south suburb, and I need to get across, and perhaps I really need to, and I need to take a car because I'm disabled, or perhaps I'm a man in a white van and I'm called for a plumbing emergency.
Or a woman.
typically they are men in the white van.
A lot more electricians coming into the world that are women.
Okay, I'm delighted to hear it.
Stunning.
But I'm using, if you like, the cliche of the man in the white van, because the vast bulk of them are men. But you need to get from A to B and cross the Liffey to get to an inner suburb. And
well, do you know what would be brilliant then? If so many other people who don't need to do that have taken public transport to allow you to make that journey faster.
But if you're blocked, you're blocked.
But you can go around.
Now, how are you suggesting that guy in Rathmines gets to Cabra or Phibsborough or Glasnevin? And, you know,
will I go into the directions?
It will take a long time.
There's absolutely solutions to do this. Like, this has been thought through by people who are way above my pay grade who know how to make this work. So
that's an easy cop out
for me.
Because when you start giving me the directions, people will realize how tedious it will be to go.
But how tedious is it to sit in the traffic to get through the city when you need to get to the city? That's tedious as well. If we don't make changes, we're not going to get any changed results.
So you see,
we can't build a city around the requirement for a man or a woman in a van to get from one side of the city to the other.
This is how cities work.
Cities don't actually work like that.
If you look by people delivering and people repairing.
Absolutely,
and
there's situations set up for delivery times. Grafton Street has up until 11. I'm on St William Street. We have pedestrianisation doesn't start, well, semi-pedestrianisation doesn't start till 11 as well. So we have plenty of time for deliveries. If there's an emergency, there's always...
So if my fridge breaks down at 4 in the afternoon in South William Street, I can't get a repair.
Well, absolutely, because those bollards, you can actually drive over them if you need to in an emergency for ambulances and fire engines. So we have fire routes and ambulances. So in an emergency, anything is possible. You can make things work.
Okay. It strikes me, though, that one of the problems is that the M50 doesn't work. Now, I don't know whether you'd have a recollection of the North Circular Road was the original M50. And then they built another ring around the city. The North Circular Road, the South Circular Road were the original M50s for a growing city.
Yeah.
Then they built more ring roads and eventually it culminated in the M50.
I think what's happening there is, though, we're trying to solve road issues with more roads. So, and that's what's being proposed in Galway. And I think if we don't start to look at less cars and less roads rather than more roads to solve these problems, we're not going to solve anything because we're just adding to the same issue with more of the same, as opposed to trying to change the mindset, change the facilities on these public transports that make it more desirable, more people to take those, especially commuters going in and out of town, and making them more connected.
Yeah, the question I was going to come to, though, was the M50, when we have a fatality on the M50 and it stops for a whole day. And we then realise how central the M50 is, even to inner city traffic.
Yeah.
Everything was at a standstill. So there is no alternative.
I did a tweet that day, actually, and I was like, if ever there was an example of needing active travel to be a priority, today is that day.
Yeah, I love this idea of active travel, as if people of all ages and circumstances could hop on a bike, and they can't.
I'm not able to ride a bike as it happens, so I think active travel is absolutely brilliant for the majority of people who can do it, but that does not mean that every single person has to do it. Because that's why we need multiple solutions rather than just one-way mode of transport, which we currently have, because everything in the city is built for cars. We have car parks, we have motorways, we have everything prioritised for a car. And the move to try and deprioritise that, to add in extra streams, not to delete them, to add more options so that more people can take more options, is always being fought down.
Normally, when you're doing a profound change, what you do is you put in the solution first and then... You know,
I think this the
people, people
the problem,
then follow if
the problem
they see the Lewis
working.
They,
absolutely. But I think the problem with waiting for perfect to make things more perfect is that you never get to
it. No, alternative, not perfect. Just give people proper alternatives. When I see people sitting on the M50 heading off to all the commuter towns, I think, how do they do it? Well, I'm normally coming back into town from an outside broadcast.
I absolutely agree with you.
And it's a car park on the M50
absolutely agree.
Going
but
the opposite direction.
We need to do there is that goes back to the housing crisis. Why do we have people who are living so far away who have to commute? That's not to do with public transport being more desirable, but that is certainly an issue that's feeding into that. We don't have enough people living in cities. We don't have enough housing that's being converted. We don't have enough dereliction. We don't have enough dereliction, but not being converted. We don't have any stuff that is stopping speculation of land use. So until we start looking at them with a bit of teeth and start changing that, that's not going to impact traffic. So we need to start changing things.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, that you need to change things before you start actually excluding people from doing the only way they can do what they do.
Absolutely.
Which is
but then
the
we're stuck
car.
In an infinity loop. So if we start making the changes that go along with that, you can't wait for the change to happen before you start making the change, if you get me.
Yeah.
It's a chicken and egg situation. So until we start making it
We've been
more,
told again and again that we don't have a big enough bus fleet to carry the people. If everyone, or even a good proportion of people who use the car said, I'm out of the car, I'm going to take the bus tomorrow. The bus service could not cope. They don't have a fleet.
Absolutely
big
not.
Enough.
And then here we come into more issues. We don't have enough housing for bus drivers to live in the city to make it worth doing as a job. We don't prioritise the services that need to be provided for a city to work financially or as a priority. We don't have security in place to protect them to do their jobs. So until we start making these movements towards all of these, we can't solve it. So we can't say, well, we can't make those changes because there's not enough people.
Yeah, but then we dump on the car first. That's your bottom line always is penalise the car driver, get rid of them out of the
place. I have absolutely never said that. I am here for the car. What I am here for is to start making changes to allow buses to move better.
On that note, Andrea Horan, owner of Tropical Popical, podcaster and self-proclaimed Dublin lover. Thank you very much for joining. And the tech screen is lit up with contributions on this.
I can imagine.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.